Genesis 3, verse 21. Then the Lord said, the Lord here in verse, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God make tunics of skin and cloth them. Now the Hebrew picture in the Hebrew words is that God cut after Adam and he have fallen into sin. God is now saying, come, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. What God does is that he has to kill the animals. God did it himself in chapter 3, verse 21 of Genesis. And he took those skin, and the Hebrew word, the meaning and the picture of the Hebrew word, shows forth that the skin was still dripping with blood. And he covers them. And that was how the blood covenant was understood. From that time onwards, if it was Noah, if it was Enoch, if it was Abel, if it was Abraham, if it was Isaac, if it were Jacob, if it were Joseph or anyone, the only way to get that covering is to get that covenant, the bloodline, where we need to come to God and accept his reason for that covering. He says, come, let us reason together. In other words, after the fall, he has a reason for instituting the blood covenant. That's chapter 1 of Isaiah. And in chapter 2, you notice the continuation. Look over here. In Isaiah chapter 2, if you remember chapter 2, the come is now different. It continues from chapter 1. See, Exodus continues from Genesis. Without Genesis, you don't have Exodus. Why? Because Genesis, they went into Egypt. Exodus, they came out of Egypt. You don't have one story without the other. In chapter 2 of Isaiah, verse 3, says, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us in his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now, in the book of Exodus, when they started with the covenant, which was in chapter 1. Look over at the book of Exodus, chapter 1. That's why we say that the book of Isaiah is a mini Bible. You have a mini Genesis, a mini Exodus, a mini Leviticus. Now in chapter 2 of Exodus, it says here in verse 24, chapter 2 verse 24, the beginning of Exodus was based on the covenant. It was based on Genesis. It was based on the covenant that Abraham cut with God. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. So God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. See, God remembered his covenant. And the beginning of that story of Exodus is that God now want to bring them from the covenant, from where they were in sin, where they were in Egypt and in oppression under the taskmaster. God is saying in Isaiah 2, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord. And one of the things that Moses told Pharaoh is, let my people go, God says, that they may worship God in the wilderness. One of the first things they did when they came out is that they went up to the mountain, Mount Sinai. And then they saw the glory of God.
And they saw God giving them the law like Isaiah 2 declared. Isaiah chapter 2 declares that God will teach us His ways. God taught them His ways. When the Israelites came out in the book of Exodus, it was like a one sentence summary of the entire book of Exodus. And to the house of God of Jacob, He will teach us His ways, and we shall walk in His path. The law shall go forth. From the laws of Moses that were delivered to him in Exodus, it has gone forth all over the world, and today the world hears and knows about the Ten Commandments. You ask anyone, practically, who has been in existence on this earth for some time, unless they have been in a jungle somewhere, they may not know. But you ask anyone who has read some things, the Ten Commandments, they know. They may not be able to quote all the Ten Commandments, but they know there's such a thing as the Ten Commandments, and they know a few in them. They know a few Ten Commandments. Notice in the book of Exodus, chapter 24, which is a direct fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. Exodus 24. Verse 1, notice the same words. God said to Moses, come up. Now, before He said come up, earlier on they had met Him. And He gave them, in Exodus chapter 20, He gave them the Ten Commandments. He taught them His ways. The law go forth from them. Even when Jesus came and met the Israelites, they were all based on Mosaic teachings. Lord says in chapter 24, verse 1, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. And Moses alone came up, and then all the people went up. In verse 10, they saw the God of Israel. And there was under His feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in His clarity. Verse 12, the Lord said, it sounds like Isaiah, come up to Me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. Because the reason God is saying now, that we may miss the point. See, sometimes when a jungle is so big, we go in, we realize that we forgot to see some things that are there. And the book Exodus is so big, 40 chapters, and we may miss some things. The book of Isaiah tells you, remember to see what is there. In one chapter, it tells you, in chapter 2 of Isaiah, verse 3, it says, He will teach us in His ways, and we shall walk in His path. But don't forget the other part. Out of Zion shall go forth the law. Do you know that God told them in Exodus 24 that we read just now? God says that you will teach His laws. You know, sometimes we read the book Exodus and Deuteronomy, we forget that the reason God gave the law is not just for us. It is that we may teach them and influence our children and influence those around us. Which was the failure of the Israelites. They forgot to teach their children. God emphasized many times, Exodus 24, God says that you may teach them, your children to walk in them, your loved ones to walk in them. The law is not just for us. It's for us to be the salt of the earth, to preserve others from sin. So we may miss the whole point without Isaiah pointing to what God wanted to have and to do. In Isaiah chapter 3, which will be Leviticus, chapter 3, you see in verse 10, say to the righteous, that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Verse 11, woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Now in Leviticus, what God was saying was to draw a line of division. God says that if you're righteous, you're holy, Dikaios and Hagios, which we have covered before, you will eat the fruit of your hands. You will be blessed. We all can get so stuck in the book of Leviticus, and we can hear about God saying, be holy, be holy. And all the time, it's like a big man upstairs with a big stick and saying, be good, be good. And our reason for being good is to avoid being whack. And we forgot what God is emphasizing in Isaiah 3 is this. God is saying, I want you to be good so that you will be blessed by your own hand. Do you notice it's very specific? God is saying, the blessings are not just going to come from Him. They are going to come through you. Look at chapter 3, verse 10. It shall be well with them. They shall eat the fruit of, not God's hands, their hands. In other words, the blessing will not just come to you, it will come through you. Through what you do. Which is the reason now Isaiah is trying to tell us about Leviticus and saying that when God says, you must be holy, you must be holy, you must be holy, and all of us get caught up in all these rules, laws, regulations, this sacrifice, need this salt here, need this oil here, and you must take the intestines out, wash it here, and take the kidneys out, burn the fat, separate the skin, cut it here, cut it there. We get so lost in all these rules and regulations of holiness that we forgot that the main purpose is so that we may be blessed. Why does God give us the Ten Commandments? That your family will be well. You see, God didn't give us laws to make us miserable. Somebody thought that the 11th commandment is thou shall not have fun. So some people think that Christians don't have fun. And their idea of fun is sin, when actually after their life of sin, they go home, they have nightmares. We live the righteous life, we go home, we sleep peacefully. They steal, they kill, they murder, and they do all kinds of illegal things to accumulate worldly things. We work righteously, honestly, and you get a good night's rest. And they are fearing whether people will revenge back on them. Wear bulletproof vests. Drive bulletproof cars. So we are talking about being blessed. That the reason why God gave His commandments is that we would be benefited. It's not there to make us miserable. The reason people make it miserable and make it sound miserable is so that people, it's because of their perspective, that when they look at it from the outside, they don't look at it from the inside, from God's perspective. If they see God's perspective, they understand that the righteous will always eat the fruit of their hand, and the wicked will lose it.